welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. And also,
Florida Geek Scene.
Florida Geek Scene. It is your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author.
Podbean. Everything's.
I'm everything. I am everywhere. I am all things. And with me, as always, is the illustrious partner in all things, Jordan McPatches.
Wow. You're already fucking up.
Jordan McPatches. You want to redo it?
No, it's fine.
Leave it?
We're here.
Oh, Christ.
Might as well enjoy it. That's the joy of being on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Are you tired?
It's the crack. I'm telling you.
So, also, if you dig this show, go on Podbean, which is not for air podcast.podbean.com, I think.
I don't know. We have so many now.
It's on Facebook. If you go on there, you'll see that there was a Underground Horror Radio versus unoriginality in Hollywood. That's the title.
Oh, is that? That was our after show.
Yeah, we did a podcast about Ellie James and a bunch of other crap.
Yeah,
and stuff that Nicole wanted to get off her chest and me about how everything's recycled, because we just saw Terminator, which wasn't bad. It's a mess of a movie, but it wasn't bad. And how and there's nothing really original anymore. It's all kind of, you know.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk about that. We just don't have enough time on the show with all the music and stuff. So
yeah.
So check that out. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna go see The Gallows.
Yeah.
And we'll have that first reaction. We're gonna do it in the car.
Oh, we are?
On the way back. Yeah, I'll set it up where, you know, you can drive and I'll just have the microphone ready and
all right.
It'll be good.
All right.
And we'll talk about, because it's a little bit different than when we wait a week to do the show. Then we're like, oh, yeah, hey, it was okay, pumpkins.
Yeah.
I want to, no, let's see what we first think.
Okay.
Because right. Unfriend, it was my first reactions.
Not good.
No, it follows. Not good. Oh, by the way, like, that's in one of the horror magazines this week.
What, it follows?
Yeah, about Fangoria, I think. It's for $12 Fangoria. Can you believe how expensive
Fangoria
is?
Yeah, I'm sorry, people. I understand print costs a lot of money nowadays, but nope.
I think my Horror Hound was only $7.
Mm-hmm. And that was for the Jaws thing that you did that, so.
Yeah. Well, the new one is, I think it's This Isle on Earth. One of them. But it's cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it because I don't want the money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I like Fangoria, and they're cool.
Oh, I love Fangoria, but I just can't afford it.
No, I can't afford that. I know. Is it true that if you buy a subscription, it's cheaper because you get it monthly?
Yeah, and it gets delivered to your house, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Because if you pay for it ahead of time, it doesn't cost them as much to produce it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they already know how many orders they're going to have,
yeah,
then you're already paying for it, so yeah, it's not as much. You know, it's different when they have to produce it, put it on the shelves, and it might not sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was expensive, but yeah, it follows, and I'm like, it's not that good of a movie.
No, I really don't. I don't get the hype. I really don't.
We tried. The hype is what wanted me to go see it.
Know, and there's bits and pieces of it that I thought were pretty good, but for the most part,
it was awful.
It was awful.
No, it wasn't good.
No.
It was boring.
I don't understand. I'm like, I loved it. It was so great. It was so inventive. It was so original.
It was original. Well, you don't think it was?
It was a knockoff.
Of what?
Like, a Carpenter movie. Like, the slashers and stuff.
But there was, yeah, but it was a monster, ghost, or, you just hated it. All right.
Yeah.
So,
you are not going to sway me.
Oh, I never did finish watching Donner's Pass.
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't even see the beginning of it, really. I was like,
you went to sleep.
Yeah,
I was going to, and then I'm like, you know what? Roadhouse.
Roadhouse, that's what you watched?
I chose Roadhouse.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Swayze and Sam Elliott.
I know. Badasses.
Fucking 80s.
Yep.
And we were watching the original Terminator. It's on Netflix now.
Yeah, I watched the original Terminator. Last night, what else did I watch? I watched Insidious 2 again.
Yeah.
And I watched, what was I watching when you came home?
I don't know. Last night?
Yeah.
Terminator.
Oh, was I watching Terminator?
Yeah.
What did I watch before that?
That movie has so many 80s theme music in it. Like, mm-hmm. boom, boom, boom. It was good, though.
Yeah.
It's The Terminator, which really could have been a slasher film. We take out the sci-fi elements.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I forgot how stop motion the robot was at the end.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Terminator, but at the time, it was huge.
Oh, at the time, it was 84. By the time they got around to T2, mm-hmm. the budget and everything went to here.
Right.
And
oh, I was watching Mindhunters last night. That's
Mindhunters?
Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's actually a couple years, you know, like maybe 5-6 years old. But it was, it's Christian Slater and LL Cool J's in it. And Johnny Lee Miller's in it. And
what's it about?
It's about this group of FBI profilers that are in school. And they go to this island. It's like their final exam. They go to this island where it's supposed to be set up for them to have a case to solve.
Yeah.
And things start to go horribly wrong. And okay. It's actually a really good movie. It's really smart. And the chick from Cold Case.
Yeah,
the blonde chick. She's in it. And the one that plays Noxunamun and The Mummy.
Oh, she's Velasquez, in it?
She's in it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of really good people in it. And their boss is Val Kilmer.
Oh, okay.
And it was back before he really like
let himself
loaded up and
poor Val.
Yeah, so
he was like the 90s heartthrob.
He was. Late 80s too. Mid to late 80s yeah. cuz like, you know, Hot Shots and
not Hot Shots, Top Gun.
Oh, Top He was in Top Gun, too.
Hot Shots was Charlie Sheen. Hot Shots was a parody of Top Gun.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus Christ, you're not on the ball today.
I'm tired.
The show's over. Goodbye.
Bye.
No, so we got a big announcement that was made last week when I was out and about. Yeah. Did we actually mention it on Saturday? I think we did, but we're going to mention it again.
Yeah.
That at Respectable's 25th anniversary party, the yeah. Misfits are headlining.
Yeah.
But now they got the band lined up. So this is who we got.
Okay.
And most of them are friends of ours. So mm-hmm. we got Nation of Decay, mm-hmm. The Allies, The Ruins, OSF, Howling Winds, Break the Hero, Smells Like Grunge, A Starry Night, Riot Agent. So a lot of West Palm and St. Lucie bands are actually playing. Mm-hmm. So very cool. But they had the Misfits.
Yeah.
Very awesome. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, old Misfits, without Jerry. I mean, without Danzig. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know.
Whatever.
It'll be good anyway. I think even Boots wants to go.
Mm.
So, but we have to race back from Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Charlotte. To see yep. Social D. So
yep.
That'll be awesome. Spooky, I think, announced a couple more things. Also, the Morbid Movies, Palm Beach County Grindhouse, is mm-hmm. back.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we saw Evil Dead 2, mm-hmm. which was amazing. And we'll talk about Evil Dead, Ash versus Evil Dead next.
Yes.
After the music.
It was Top Secret. That's what I was thinking of.
Is that the name of the movie?
Hot Shots.
Oh, Top Secret. Okay.
That was the first thing he was in.
Okay. When he was like a kid?
Like, teenager.
Yeah, that's. I know. I thought it was Real Genius or something.
Real Genius was later.
Oh, okay.
But it was like all within 1984. He was in like 3 movies till he hit Top Gun.
Val Kilmer. Okay, I gotcha.
Yep.
So, Morbid Movies, Palm Beach County Grindhouse is showing the original 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Woo!
On the big screen.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, and if you go to the website, I mean, if you go to the Facebook page, Morbid Movies,
mm-hmm.
And you go to the photo section,
mm-hmm.
next to PalmCon and, of course, Leatherface, there is a nice picture of you and me
mm-hmm.
giving away, doing our raffle
yep.
for our poster I made.
Yep.
And I'll probably end up making another one.
We'll see. We'll see what we can put together.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I can think of something cool.
Uh-huh.
But that was a good poster.
Uh-huh.
One of a kind.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that was a good time. And, so there, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I'm
excited. I mean, it's Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah. And the
it's going to be like the very clean cut too, the new cut.
Last year was the 40th anniversary for that.
Yeah,
and it didn't get to be it was on some of the.
We talked about that, yeah.
And didn't get to go because it wasn't anywhere near here.
No.
But now we get to see it on the big screen.
And the theater is really awesome.
Yes.
It's a small theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mom and pop theater.
Yes.
But that's what makes it kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's very retro. I like it a lot.
And like we said last time when we talked about Evil Dead 2 there, the employees and everybody is super nice.
Everybody were super nice. Yeah, they were great.
And they're also got sponsored by PalmCon.
Nice.
And I think they might do a screening at PalmCon in August. So
that's
I'll
cool.
probably end up going up there for that.
Uh-huh.
Because I went last year to interview Carrie and them for their game show.
Yep.
And Faro Kane and a bunch of other people. So very cool.
Yes.
And of course, October comes spooky.
Exactly.
And we're excited about that, of course.
Yes. Who have they updated?
I'll have to look at the list. We'll be back. Let's play some tunes.
Tunes.
Lots and lots of cool underground punk rock and horror punk and stuff. We'll be back.
Zombie girl! be a real rotten and wild. The only reason that she made me her man was so she could start a little zombie clan. We gotta find a place to crash for the night. I'm looking for a place that's way outside. I grab a road and a graveyard sign. I figured out this place will do just fine. She grabbed my heart and told me I was a man. I woke up with my heart in her hands. The only thing that I can't stand, she went and made me a zombie man. Head spinning round like a tilted whirl. I'm in love with a zombie girl.
Again, death is Sonny's only friend. like poison. Repent if you bleed. Won't you already condemn you below? Legion of hell. I am the unholy, the one who spreads evil words. I am the unholy.
Created it. I made it with my own hands.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Pay my bills.
Bitch. So anyway.
Now, you know what? We've been at this for a while. 2 years? Yeah. Going on three next year?
Yeah, soon. 2.5. We've been doing it for 2.5 years.
Yep. And yes. I've been doing this for how many? Five. Six. Six altogether with the other radio.
Yep. We've been together for 3 years almost now.
Yep.
Actually, right about now is when we started talking on the internet.
Yeah. You should have ignored me.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't want to help my books. What have I done?
You have.
I know. Oh, man. So, Spooky. Yeah, because Spooky was starting to get underway. And we were like, oh, you're going to go to Spooky. Mm-hmm. First year going, what, the Horrifying? I'm sad I never actually got to go to Horrifying.
I know, and I don't know what's going on with Horrifying. They just completely...
Maybe they're on the budget.
I don't know. It's expensive. I don't know, but I mean, they haven't even posted that it's not happening anymore.
They just like, kind of disappeared?
Yeah, they said it wasn't happening in 2013, but they would be back in 2014, and then they weren't, and now there's still nothing.
No.
I don't know if they're letting Scares the Care take it over, or...
Is it part of the same company?
No, but Scares the Care used to work with Horrifying, so I don't know.
See, now Scares for the Care are doing their own thing.
Yeah, they're doing their own thing, so I don't know if they're just
But you
not
were
doing
part
it.
Of the last one.
I know. I was part of the last one. That was my first reading. And my first panels.
Yep.
Because I was on those panels before you got me onto Spooky. But Spooky was the big one.
Yeah. You didn't have me on those panels. You had me on those panels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I really liked it, though. I really liked...
It was smaller.
Yeah. But the hotel that they had it in Gettysburg was a really nice hotel. And it was the Wyndham. And they really were accommodating. And it was laid out really good and stuff. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame. Plus, it was 10 minutes from where I used to live. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, literally, I could drive there every night and go to sleep. You know, go home.
Yeah. Closest one for us to do that was pretty much...
Fatality Fest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which we did.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that fucking storm.
I know.
That storm kind of kept things away. And
yeah.
I think it... I still have to say it was one of my favorite cons, though.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know... Oh, it's Joanna's birthday.
It is Joanna Shirley's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Joanna Shirley of Bloody Bombshells.
Yes.
Bloody Bombshells.
According to Andrea.
Andrea.
They're heading to Orlando. I think they're going to Disney.
Have a birthday.
It's the Big 2-9.
It is the Big 2-9, yeah.
It's not that bad.
No.
Yeah.
It's also our friend Crystal Oliphant's birthday.
Yes, who we met in the VIP party.
It's Spooky.
3 years
first
ago.
Spooky, yeah, together.
It doesn't feel like 3 years for Spooky. It feels like, you know why? Because we went to Mayhem and we went to...
Yeah.
We kind of went to a different...
Broke it in, yeah.
And now it's like... It feels like we went to Spooky 8 times,
uh-huh.
But we really haven't.
No, we really haven't.
But we're so comfortable there.
Yeah.
And I like doing the panels, which will be fun.
Yeah.
Well, the radio panel, but I'm talking about the book panels are fun,
right,
too.
Right.
Because you get to learn a lot about how these books work and stuff.
Yeah.
But I have to say, though, if there's anybody out there that can probably moderate them better than me, it's Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch controls. He's very...
Except that he throws things and breaks people's noses.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and He-Man cock, but, you know...
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I'll tell you what, man, the Sick and Twisted's probably the most fun.
Yeah, that's
I was
one
telling
is
Boots,
fun.
I'm like, listen, you need to fucking see this.
Yeah, you need to come.
Then it's uncensored time.
Yeah.
Oh, offensive time.
Alcohol offensive time, yeah. Uncensored and offensive, yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, people are like, oh, authors, but I'm like, you don't know.
We can fucking party, man.
Yeah. that guy asking me and Jeff, you guys want to party? Me and Jeff are like, ha!
You don't know what partying is.
But
you don't know
you
what
have been here.
Death is.
You should have been here for June 6th.
Yeah. Right.
Bowling alley, the shindigs, or no, O'Shea's, yeah. To the Duffy's, to...
Yeah.
Whew, singing Sponge. But, yeah, I'm excited for Spooky. Yeah. I guess we should, like, run down the list real quick.
Before we do that, birthdays. We were talking about birthdays?
Yeah.
Do you know who else's birthday it is today?
No, yesterday was Fred Gwynn's.
Yeah.
Herman Munster.
Herman Munster's was yesterday. Yeah. Today... Godfather of Goth.
Peter Murphy's
birthday is today.
Ooh, Peter yes. Murphy.
So happy birthday.
He will cut you deeply.
Murphy. Yeah, I can't even talk today. Happy birthday, Pete Murphy.
Peter Murphy.
I can't say it.
I know.
We need to play some Bauhaus or something on that.
I have to find some.
Yeah.
I might have something.
Yeah. Bela Lugosi's dead.
It's so long and slow.
I know.
It's a good song, but.
Yeah, no, I know.
Jeff He's been to Respects before. Jeff met him.
Yeah.
Jeff said he was a super... Boots said he was a super nice guy.
He is a super nice guy. I've not met him, but I know that I've heard from people who have. Yeah.
Well, you
know,
remember, we could have went down to Miami to see him.
I know.
Burner.
And I still want to go.
Did that Morrissey thing happen yet with Burner? So he went...
There. Madison Square Garden. He had the pictures. He was showing it.
Oh, good. So finally...
Oh, my God. He was like up front. I know, but to see it.
But finally...
Finally, he got to worship at the feet of Morrissey. Yes, yes. Good for you,
Church, Burner. You can't really have goth or punk without... Morrissey either.
No.
The Smiths was really, really ahead of their times.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, nowadays standards, he's a whiny bitch, but...
Yeah, he is a whining bitch, but anyway...
That music was fucking sick.
Yeah, the movie music was sick.
The movie? God damn, you cannot talk today. You sound like some of the bands that was singing last night.
Oh, yeah. Cookie Monster. Yeah. And also, you know, we know that Sandy and Liam and all them were listening, so hello!
Oh, yeah, Sandy heard the caffeinated that you were on with Boots and talking about...
Yeah, she heard the Britpop.
Bro-dozer.
The bro-dozer thing.
And so she asked me what a bro-dozer was. Yes. So I don't know if I explained it right through messaging, because I
hate... Yeah, you did. Writing. She understood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically it's a douchebag that drives, like, these giant trucks and...
Yeah.
That was actually Bart's term, bro-dozer.
Bro-dozer. I'm not surprised.
Bart's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
So, so Spooky, should we run that down?
Yeah, let's run that down.
Spooky,
Spooky Empire.
Yes, let me see here.
Spooky.
Let me go. There's only two spots where you can really find out what's going on.
Spooky!
The website.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. Oh, and Twitter, too, but...
Twitter.
But sometimes the guest announcements that are on the website, as we've heard before in the past, the website takes a little time to update.
Yes.
So you don't always, you know, get...
Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to talk about the fact that San Diego Comic-Con is going on
right now. I'm already here.
Now.
But I'm here.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that then.
No authors yet. So we got...
But the list is there. The name is the title for the page.
Yeah, yeah, you're there.
So you're much more content than you were.
Yes, Neve Campbell, George Romero, Julian Sands. Jeff was excited about Julian Sands.
Julian Sands, oh yeah.
Lisa Louise Burns, Skeet Ulrich, Malcolm McDowell, Tony Todd.
Awesome.
All I'm going to say is Disciples.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
And of course, Patricia Quinn, Barry Bostwick, and Nell Campbell. Not to be confused with Neve Campbell, because we already said her.
Yeah.
Nell Campbell. We'll be there for Rocky Horror Picture Show, but on the actual Spooky page and on Facebook, we have the Monsters Museum, which is actually Butch Patrick will be there for that.
Yes, he's always there though. He's there a lot.
He hasn't been there in a couple years since Fatality Fest. Fatality Fest, he was there, and then he...
Yeah, and then he didn't come to Spooky?
No.
Oh, that's right, because that whole thing. Yeah.
So now that's over.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's actually, I guess, one of those rooms. Because I don't know this hotel layout. We haven't been there.
Yeah.
I'm used to the other one.
Right.
So it's going to have an entire thing full of cars, props, and stuff from the TV show.
Yeah, plus
he's
going to
be there. Which is a huge TV show, and he'll be there as well.
Yeah.
And who would know him better than him, because, you know, it was there.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
Uh-huh.
And then we, Rachel Schreuer already talked about last time. So that's it, really. And then
so maybe they're going to try to get the other girls from the craft there.
That'd be
cool. I'd like to see if Fariza Balk can...
I would like to meet her, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Oh, I don't think they're going to get Christine Taylor. That's the... no, she was in the movie. She was the one of the witches. No, the other one is... what's her name that was in the TV show? She was in The Mentalist, which was a ripoff of Psych.
Tooney.
Robert Tooney. Robin Tooney?
Robin Tunney.
Yeah.
Robin Tunney, that's who it is.
Tunney. Who was that? And then with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Anna De Armas, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she... I think she might be too...
Maybe.
And then... but no, Christine Taylor was in the movie as well. I forgot. She was one of the witches. Who was married to Ben Stiller.
Stiller, yeah.
And she's like in everything.
Yeah.
She's actually kind of funny. But she was also in a couple of horror movies back in the day.
I know.
Yeah. Some Campfire Tales, and she was in Night of Demons too.
Yeah, I know.
But who I really want them to get is Bruce.
Yeah, I know.
Because this year is like the 13th year.
Yes.
And it's on Halloween.
Yes.
And
Ash vs. Evil Dead is coming out on Halloween.
Comic-Con dropped the trailer finally, because I saw some interviews with Bruce, and he was joking around going, you know, we got crabby older Ash, and You know, he's the guy that's at the bowling alley bar at 1:30 a.m. trying to pick up girls, telling them how he lost his hand, making up stories on how he lost his hand.
Yeah.
And he's dragged back in, kicking and screaming into the situation.
Yeah.
And so there was all that stuff that kind of led up to it. And then there was the actual trailer. And holy shit.
Yep.
Every Evil Dead fan out there is like just wetting oozing. Themselves. Yeah, they're like, ah! Because it really does look fucking.
Oh, it does. It looks, and he's totally on form.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And
yeah.
And he said this is all because of the fans.
Oh, I know.
He said that Evil Dead did okay, which they made a lot of money from Evil Dead.
Yeah.
But there, you know, people were like, "Oh, where's Ash?" And he's like, "Sam doesn't go to these conventions, so right. he doesn't know right. that people really want this."
Yeah.
But we didn't want to make a movie, so we did a let's do a half, you know, a TV show.
Yeah.
And it looks fucking.
And Sam Raimi has a good relationship with Stars and
Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless and Rob Tappert do too. So. Yeah, so it's a good fit.
Yeah.
Stars is a good fit because they can do what they need to
do with it. It's just like unedited, yeah.
Yeah, they can cuss and they can show the gore and sex and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah, because they did full frontal male nudity for Spartacus on Stars. So, I don't think there's going to be any problem with the stuff they're trying to do for you.
No, the blood was everywhere.
Yeah.
And
preview, it's just...
Yeah, Bruce Campbell said basically that the fans won't feel ripped off.
No, it's like a giant hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
amazing.
Sam's directing the first episode.
Yes, I know.
So we get, he's like, any chance to get to abuse Bruce again?
Uh-huh.
Bruce is like, I got to get back in shape so I can get abused.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny because he's joking about his age in there and stuff. Yeah. And
well, I saw pictures of him at Comic-Con and he had a red suit on with a red tie and a black shirt.
Yeah.
He looked really sharp. Yeah.
Yeah. He dyed his hair black again.
Yeah.
But he's also going to be in Fargo as the TV show as Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
I'm like, fuck yeah,
yeah,
Bruce.
I know, right?
Yeah, I think the most straight thing he's played in a long time was pretty much Sam Axe, and there are a lot of inside jokes on that show,
right?
About his chin and a boomstick.
And then he was on Psych, and
was a great episode.
As Bruce Campbell, it was funny.
Well, he was a doctor. Of psychology or dreamology, and at the end it was like, come get some, and then there was groovy. A deadite, and I'm like, yes,
groovy.
Yeah
so
everybody's really psyched. I know he said something about rehashing things and yada yada, but at the same time, this is something everybody has been wanting. They wanted Ash versus Freddy versus Jason,
because
that would have been fun, and they made a comic out of it, and he's lived on through the comic books and books for a very long time. You know those giant like D&D books? Mm-hmm. They have an Army of Darkness RPG book.
I know they do.
I'm like, oh. So finally we get to see Bruce be Ash.
Yep. I would hope that they would. I would hope they would try to get him for Spooky, because that would be awesome.
Because he was there before, and they're having a lot of returning guests this year.
So it would be awesome if they could get him.
Yeah. But, you know, it depends on his schedule. Bruce is a busy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's play tunes, and we'll come back and talk about San Diego Comic-Con.
Okay.
And other things. The Scream TV series, which is...
toxic waste runoff contaminates the groundwater with filth. Garbage and debris create man-made waste islands that engulf the once crystal oceans. When do we say enough is enough?
upon the threshold of disaster. The perfectly eleventh way. The fire burning night, I begin to doubt the smell of burnt flesh will ever fade away. The touch of death is all around us. A thousand corpses block our way. A man-made chair makes almost everyone commit suicide to rise and eat their head.
Back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
I think they know. Or maybe they don't.
If you're just coming into it, that's where we are.
Enjoy the last 8 minutes of this show.
Yeah. Then go to the website and listen again.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, don't forget to check out Podunk Radio, Metal Zone Radio, Florida Geek Scene.
Yep.
My Gal the Zombie, Dr. Wolfila, Trant, which I just played. No, it was a Misfits. Trant. Which runs Horror of Trant. Go there, horrorofTrant.com. It's his blog.
Yeah.
And of course, Charlotte Grace Perkins as well. Awesome, awesome stuff. Horror friends of ours. And Tony Jenkins, who makes some of the best music we know. So definitely check all that out.
Yes.
San Diego.
San Diego Comic Con is going on this weekend.
Fuck you, San Diego. Stay classy.
And they've been debuting some of the previews and stuff that they put the trailer out for Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Is this like the big thing where they announce stuff?
Yeah, Star Wars. There was a Teen Wolf panel.
Of course.
Scream Queens. They're doing
what is
that
show? Is that a competition show or is that like an anthology?
I have no idea.
I like Jamie
Lee Curtis is in it.
I like Jamie Lee.
Yeah.
Not so much Emma Roberts.
Yeah, I know.
Daughter of Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
Whale Wolf versus Sharktopus looks awesome.
Yes, that does look awesome.
What else they got there at San Diego?
Sharknado 3, they're having a panel with them.
Good.
Star Wars. There was another trailer. Oh, The Walking Dead.
And the Fear of the Walking Dead.
Fear of the Walking Dead, but the Walking Dead season 6 trailer came out. And
looks good?
It looks very good. Looks very good. They're finally ramping back up for another fight. So
cool.
This time there's going to be a lot more infighting, I think.
Good.
Yeah, so should be interesting.
What do you think about this Fear of the Walking Dead?
I have no interest.
You don't really care about how it starts?
No. I think the thing that drew me into the original Walking Dead was the characters. And I have there's nobody pulling me in to watching it.
Actors or characters?
Both.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing, but The Walking Dead, when it came out, it was nothing like it ever. Do you know what I mean? And then I got into it and I liked the people playing the characters. I liked the characters. So I watched it and I got into it. But now this new one, there's not really anything new. It's just a new version of the same story.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, and there's nobody in it that I'm interested in seeing, so I don't care.
So, as far as you're not into it.
I'm not into it. No, I haven't seen anything that's attractive.
I haven't really seen much about it either that I'm into. What else?
Zach Brewer is doing her panels.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's...
His panels.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm still getting used to it.
Yep.
I'm still getting used to it. I'm so sorry.
Just to think a year ago.
I know.
We were hanging out at Spooky. And
well, no, not even for me. I was hanging out with him...
Well, yeah.
3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So before he announced and everything, yeah. So I'm so sorry, but no, I think it's awesome. I think he's doing. He officially changed his name on Monday, and he's doing the process. So good for him. But yeah, he's out at San Diego Comic Con. He's very, very excited.
There are a lot of people at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
Jessica Cameron.
Yes.
Hanging out with Heather Dorff, I think.
Yes.
At Comic-Con, so that's cool. Alan Turkin and Nathan Fillion are hanging out with their con man, talking about their new show, Con Man. That's kinda, and I guess it was announced, but we don't know if it's bullshit or not. Uh-huh. They're rebooting and redoing Firefly.
They're trying to redo Firefly,
So, I'm telling you, people don't understand how powerful cult status is.
I know.
Cult status is fucking, like, just...
I know, and I don't understand why people have to try so hard to get stuff like that done, because...
Well, we talked about it.
Yeah, I know.
Funding.
I know, but
Fox,
I'm just saying...
Fox is notoriously bad with shows and, like, fucking shit up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what happened with the Tremors, the series on Sci-Fi. They showed them out of order.
Yeah.
It was all jumbled.
Yeah.
And people were pissed because it took over for Farscape, because Farscape was done.
Yeah.
And I think they want to bring Farscape back, too, I think, somewhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people like Benjamin Bratt. I mean, not Benjamin. Ben Bauer.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see with that stuff. But was there anything about Flash or Arrow?
I haven't seen anything about them.
Because I'm hearing a lot of cool stuff that they want to do for Flash, including possibly having Tom Welling as Superman.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Which would be pretty sweet. Because then that means it's kind of somewhat connected to Smallville.
Yeah.
And Arrow's looking at DC Legends of Tomorrow, looks fucking badass.
Yes.
Teen Wolf is going well.
Which we were talking about in Caffeinated, we were talking about Solomon Grundy. Which show was that for?
Arrow. It's for any of it. It's all DC.
Okay. Arrow, if you guys do Solomon Grundy, Derek Mears needs to play Solomon Grundy.
I'm
just
letting
you know, that's my announcement to the world. That is what I want to happen.
That'd be good.
Make that happen.
Jimmy O'Burrell was watching The Hatchet. He's like, oh, I haven't seen The Hatchet since Hatchet 3. And I'm like, it's all, the whole series is awesome. And someone's like, yeah, there's two Jasons in it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
I like that one. Daniel Harris is always awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention was I've seen the cover of Entertainment Weekly had Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. And I'm not digging the Wonder Woman.
She doesn't look...
No. It looks like Xena cosplay. I just can't
even... Oh, the costume?
Yeah. I can't. She looks terrible. I'm not buying it.
And then there's the Ghostbusters reboot.
And I'm sorry. I was all for giving it a shot, but I've seen pictures now. No.
Oh, the proton packs look like shit.
No, they look like shit. All of them.
Yeah.
It looks like bad cosplay. That's what it looks like. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
They all look like rundown housewives that are in their their husband's overalls. That's what they look like.
Yeah. Also, I got to watch finally now 2 episodes of Scream.
Ugh.
Nicole watched 1.
I watched part of it, and ugh.
First of all, it's MTV, so we know all the...
It's all teen angsty bullshit.
Yeah. Teen Wolf, by the way, is a lot better. But
terrible acting, terrible
writing.
It really is,
and the best parts are the first 8 minutes of the original. The first episode was the kill.
Yeah, you've said that, but
and
I
then the
seen
second
that.
Episode, the first like couple minutes, there was a kill, and at the last couple minutes of the second episode, they had the phone call finally. Because the original, I'm like, oh, they're not doing phone calls; they're doing texts and updated emails and stuff. How people use their phones now, but now they actually went to calling the phone.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, well, now we're kind of back to that. But he looks terrible. That mask I showed Boots. He's like, the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This looks like Orson Welles giving head.
I can't even.
See, that I've said that all day yesterday to people driving nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't get it. It just doesn't. it doesn't make any sense. I don't have any, you know, none of the characters are speaking to me.
None
I have
of them.
No attachment to any of them. I just.
Well, you're not a teen.
No, I know that. But even that, if they are intriguing, fucking Teen Wolf, I'm not a teen either. But Teen Wolf at least has something intriguing
about
it.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel something.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel nothing. I'm like, just kill them all. I don't even care. I don't even care. There's no.
Nobody.
There's no. You know, fear or you
it
know.
Is cool they got the chick from New Nightmare.
Whichever. Whatever.
Well, no, it's kind of cool that they have a horror alumni in there.
Yeah, okay. It sucks. I don't.
Yeah, so far it's kind of disappointing.
You know, she's a byline. I don't even, you know.
Dr. Wolfield had the best part in his. They did him and Goulash, who plays these characters, did a podcast about Scream, and they had clips and stuff. And the Jamie Kennedy character. You know, the Randy character was basically... Oh, yeah, by the way, real quick. I don't care if this goes in overtime now. Real quick. I like that now... I like that now the Gale Weathers character isn't a news reporter, but a fucking podcaster.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, my God, I love her show. Like, it's not the first time that some movie or something's like podcasting... made it up to this level. Let me tell you something right now.
Uh-huh.
With the exception of you're already a celebrity, like, I don't know, Chris Hardwick or Kevin Smith or Alice Cooper or any of these people that do podcasts as well but already known.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are the ones that are or fucking to do what's his name? Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh.
Those are the people that people go, oh, I love their podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, they're so-and-so. We already know that. Then you get people like us, and I'm not jealous, but it's funny that on this show it's
I'm gonna
like...
I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. But it's just funny on this show that it's like, oh, yeah, this, oh, I love her show so much. It's like, in real life, hey, yeah, we have a podcast. What? I mean, I had an old woman at the fucking bookstore... True story. So I put Nicole's books on the fucking Nook, right? And then I'm looking for books on podcasts to see maybe if I've been doing it wrong for 5 years. And plus, I don't like, I always like to learn new stuff. So I went and I asked them, because you're not allowed to use the computers there for whatever fucking reason at Barnes & Noble's. And I'm like, hey, do you have books on podcasting? And I said it very polite and very, very, you know, English.
Yes.
I was like, so, or Minionese. Yeah. God damn it. I hate when you do that. So we have this thing where we say the same thing and it drives us nuts.
Yes.
So
it drives him nuts. I don't mind it. But whatever.
So I'm like, do you have books on podcasting? And this old woman just looked at me like, what? I said, do you have books on podcasting? You know, I said it nicely, but I'm like, I had to slow it down.
Yeah.
And then she goes, whatever you say. And looked it up. Like I made the fucking word up.
Yeah.
Like, I just made this shit up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's this new thing. No, it's not this new thing.
Yeah.
It's been at least around for 10 years, and I've been doing five of it.
And what did I say?
They're old, and
she's an old lady and knows nothing, and she's probably cranky because she has to stand behind a fucking counter and deal with people all day.
Yeah, I know. But I just found that funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that this show is, like, putting podcasting in a super, like... light, and I'm like, look, I know plenty of us that do okay and have a good time with it, but we're not like fucking woo. So I found that very funny.
Yes.
But back to the Dr. Wolfula thing, he said the Randy-ish character said that, you couldn't make a slasher movie into a TV series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the writer's ha 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 inside joke.
Yeah,
and then he says, well, you know what? If that, or he said something close to that. He's like, you know what? If they say it in a show like that, and the writers, maybe don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, spot the fuck on.
Yeah. Well, the thing is it's like, you can't write it, you can't make a slasher film into a series. You're right. That's why this isn't working. That's why you guys suck.
Although Bates Motel, it's not really a slasher movie.
That's not a slasher movie, and it's not based on Psycho. It's based on his life prior to what happened in the events of Psycho.
This basically took the Scream name and was like, hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, we need
if they had called it something else and made it about
something
what it's about, probably would be fine. But the fact that they're trying to build off of Scream with it, fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
So a lot of people are kind of pissed.
Yeah.
And when there's no kills happening...
boring.
It's the teen melodrama is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Although when Scream came out in 96, I was a teenager.
Yes, I know.
So
me too.
I could, and plus I wasn't really too far off because I already watched my mother loved Party of Five,
mm-hmm.
so I watched it with her,
mm-hmm.
and Because I think I only had one TV with cable in the house. But anyway, I then eventually got one for the bedroom.
Yeah.
But I was already used to watching Neve Campbell in Party of Five. So by the time she did Scream, I'm like, oh, this is nothing different except there's murder. I'm like, okay.
I get it.
Yeah, that's cool. I can sit through this. Yeah. And, you know, Neve Campbell can act.
Yeah.
And this show, it's terrible. So anyway, we're out.
Yep.
We're done. We're going to play one more tune and we're done. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check. This is tonight on Podunk or now, whatever you want to call it. It's not live. And then don't forget to check out on Podbean the our first reactions to The Gallows when we get out of the theater.
Yeah.
What we think about the movie. Yes, I know it's been done by various other people. That's probably why we're doing it. Plus, it's a little more fresh than us sitting for a week not remembering everything.
Right.
And that kind of thing. Yeah. So, anyway, bye.
Bye.
In the